Is this heaven?
No, it's a podcast. Welcome to the Field of Geeks podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 122 of the Field of Geeks podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Megan.
I'm Joey.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Joey.
And he's Joey.
All right.
And I'm Steve.
And he's also Steve. if Steve says something really stupid, it's Joey.
There you go. That's the best way to
usually
do
it's Mitch.
But if Joey says something really profound, it's Joey.
Right. Exactly.
So here in Iowa, weather's pretty rainy today. Everything's melting.
I almost slipped on the sidewalk coming here.
Oh, you did?
That was really funny.
Did you see me?
No, but it would have been funny.
Oh, it was hilarious. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Well, actually, the other day when they took the garbage out, they left it in the street. So I was like, dress shoes. I'm like, I'm going to go get it.
Dress shoes?
Yeah, it was stupid. So I went out there and I crouched. The minute I crouched down, because like if I fall, you know, it's like a tree going down in the forest. Maybe you won't hear it. I don't know. But anyway, the minute I did that. Oof, right on my back, and I slid down the driveway.
Oh my goodness.
And I just arms wide open, you know, just down the driveway.
Jesus saved the wheel.
Yeah.
Save me, Lord.
Yes. And then my family, you know, well, the girls were concerned. Steph was too, but she got her camera out and decided to start recording as I was crawling on the ground, grabbing the garbage can. So, yeah, it was really fun. But no, I didn't hurt myself too bad. Just my
could have been dying, and they're just like, ah ha ha.
Well, I was laughing, so that's probably a giveaway. Like he's okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's probably because I hit my head so hard.
It's the embarrassment laughter, the one that's not a real laugh.
Yeah,
you have to laugh.
Like I meant to do it
to make people think that.
Kill me now, please.
Right, exactly. That's the laugh that I have every day.
Hey, that's the way to live, man. It's beautiful.
Really?
Huh?
It's the way to live.
I don't know. Sure. That's what they say.
Don't judge him. You just got a brain freeze from one drink of your... What is that?
It's a mocha frappe.
Nah, who cares?
From McDonald's. We were talking about McGriddles before we started.
Yeah, I ate one of those.
Cocaine factor.
No, you threw away the egg.
Right, because it's soggy and gross.
How do you like your eggs?
Not soggy and gross.
Not existent.
Firm and with consistency.
Okay.
This was like wet and...
Rank the best breakfasts, fast food wise, that you like.
Rank them?
Yeah.
Like, you mean...
What's your go-tos?
Like Chick-fil-A, sausage, in egg and cheese,
same.
Biscuit.
They did breakfast.
Yep.
Oh my God.
You don't.
It'll change your life.
Really?
Have you had the chicken
breakfast? I didn't know they did breakfast.
Yes, that's good too.
Is it good?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a favorite breakfast?
From fast food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably just like an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
Or like pancakes from McDonald's are fine.
I used to love Burger King's croissants, but they just suck anymore.
They
I don't
are
know what's
terrible
going on.
At everything.
Yeah.
Burger
yeah.
King past like 1994 is pretty much horrible.
Burger King was so cool back in the day.
Yeah.
And now it's just too. Like, you go to Burger King, it's like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, there's always regret after you get a meal from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the Burger King Kids
it's
Club.
It's like my first marriage. It's just a sea of regret.
Okay.
You're like,
yeah, the Burger King Kids Club, and there was like
drive over.
There were like a bunch of kids in that like the bunch of characters in that, and one of them was like Wheels. He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't do that.
I was like, what was the point of that?
Mine's just put it right out there in front of the street.
Mine's the McGriddle for sure, and I could probably tell you like within the metro which McDonald's you should avoid because I eat them so frequently.
Go for it. We need to know.
Which ones you should avoid.
Call them out.
Yeah.
The one.
We're not sponsored.
The one over by Target in Urbandale. Do you know where I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. Yep. Absolutely terrible. The one over in Clive.
Yeah.
Where Applebee's is. Also terrible. Don't go there. So the one over by your house is actually pretty good.
They're
that was
pretty
my
good,
first
yeah.
time. Yeah. The one in Waukee is great. The one in Grimes is great. I could also probably tell you the same thing about Big Macs. A big Mac fan.
Yep.
A huge Big Mac fan. All right, here's the secret to the Big Mac. All right.
Welcome to the Big Mac podcast.
Right.
Hey, this is interesting.
Secret to the Big Mac. Order a Big Mac. Duh.
Yeah.
Then get yourself a double hamburger plain. Double your meat.
Mm.
And that's...
Can you get like
That's
the extra
Steve.
Big Mac sauce on the side. Yeah, like, do they hand that to you in like a little thingy? And I just
they just have
it,
a bottle.
Maybe?
You have to hold out your hand. And yeah.
It's like a
yeah. Have some, please.
You have to lather it on.
They filled up an old sanitizer bottle and just
probably
it's a big jar.
Right,
the guy's like licking his fingers.
What about the Jordan Creek McDonald's over there by the interstate?
I haven't been to that one in a while.
They just remodeled it too.
It's the worst.
Is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Maybe they got the employees out.
I mean, this one's only good because it's newer. Like, it's
well,
like
it took them a while to get their bearings because when they first opened, they forget everything.
But yeah, give it like two or three more years, it'll be terrible, just like the rest of them.
Oh, the one over by Merle Hay is also terrible. Don't go to that one either. Yeah.
Great.
That sounds like all of them. It sounds like you just listened to all the McDonald's.
But the one over by where the escape room is.
Yeah.
That one. No, there's the escape chambers. They have one over in Urbandale.
Oh, or Bondelet.
It's in that little strip mall area. It's got a play place.
All right.
So I go there.
Yeah.
Not frequently, but enough. And they have the best Big Macs, I think, because they're like always fresh. It's like a gamble when you go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be a fresh one or is it going to be a right. one that's been sitting there for 2 hours? This one is like always fresh.
I was a fan of the Grand Big Mac when they had that.
What's
the
Grand Big Mac?
It was finally like a big Big Mac sandwich that filled you up. It was like, it's huge. And it was just a limited time thing and they did away with it. And I was just like.
Huh. I haven't had a burger from McDonald's in years. I don't like their meat.
You don't like their meat?
Nah.
You know what I was thinking about as we were talking about.
That McDonald's should be our sponsor.
Cancer,
yeah.
is a double quarter pounder with cheese, but with none of the ketchup, mayonnaise, you know, or anything, or ketchup or mustard or anything, but just Big Mac sauce.
Oh my
and
God.
Some lettuce on it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be perfect. Why are they not doing that?
I don't know, but we're going to find out what it tastes like today.
Well, when you go up there and get your order after this, you recommend that. Should do that.
And then tell them to listen to the podcast because we've spent, what, I don't know, like maybe 10 minutes talking about
talking
McDonald's?
About how bad they
it's
suck.
Like, listen, and, we right? shit on McDonald's. We really shit on them. But
and they're
going to
say,
yours.
Sir, we have a huge line. You got to get going. I don't care about the podcast.
And we love the Founder movie, even though it's terrible. Ray Kroc is a bad guy. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I watched Super Size Me and it actually made me want to eat McDonald's, not eat McDonald's. So
that's when you had it delivered. You're like, you can do
that. That's just it. No one in the right mind is going to do it every day of their life. So who cares about that stupid documentary?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you know, hey, what if you shot up heroin every hour on the hour for an entire day? Well, you're going to die, dipshit. Yeah, exactly.
I checked out for a second. I don't
Fun
know
fact, I had never had a quarter pounder with cheese until I saw that documentary. And then I was like, I need to get one of these.
They're good, aren't they?
Oh, are you talking about Super Size Me?
Yes.
I totally checked out for a second. I was like, I forgot where I was. Sorry.
Thank you, Morgan Spurlock. Is that who did that?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. I know.
That documentary was stupid.
So comic books and stuff, right? All right, sorry.
If you eat burger every day, you'll die.
Well, let's move on to something great. Steve, you just recently went to the new Palm Cedar in Waukee, which has the IMAX.
It has an IMAX. It's not a domed IMAX. If you're from Iowa or the central Iowa area, you know that Des Moines has a domed IMAX. It's one of the worst things on the planet. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the only kind until this one opened up. I didn't know there's...
Yeah, in the beginning, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, next to maybe an active concentration camp, it's the worst thing on the planet.
What?
But
there goes our science center.
Yeah, screw you, science center. Anyway, the Palms in Waukee. It's a brand new theater. It has a full restaurant in it. It has a huge IMAX screen. I want to say 85 feet. And then their XD theater is a 75-foot screen. So it's just basically IMAX Junior, you know?
Yeah,
and so we've seen a movie in the 75 and the IMAX. I can't remember the second movie I saw there. I know we saw Alita Battle Angel.
Because he was asleep.
I was, seats were so good. They have heated seats, by the way.
Oh, man.
Nice. But yeah, it's a gorgeous theater and it's pretty slick. So, I mean, if you're local and you're listening, check it out because it's pretty cool.
And the pricing's decent. I mean, it's probably a little expensive, but...
I don't even pay attention to pricing,
it's just worth
Josh.
It. Yeah, I wish I could do that.
Do not pay attention to pricing?
I hand them my wallet and I just say, take what you need.
I'm so rich, I don't even care. Right.
No, it's pretty much normal theater priced. I mean, nice. Stuff, but yeah.
And the IMAX is 3D? Or is that just like... It just happens to be 3D right now. Depends on the movie. my impression was like when you go to the IMAX, you don't need glasses or anything. You can just watch it.
So we did see Alita on IMAX in 3D. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Aquaman is what we saw on the other screen.
Oh, okay.
Alzheimer's. This is what it looks like, people.
Okay. Wait, you saw IMAX?
Or what it sounds like.
You saw Aquaman in IMAX or on the other screen?
On the other screen, the 75 foot XD, and then Alita on the 3D IMAX. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I want to check that theater out so bad.
I hate 3D movies because my eyesight's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what room I'm in right now without my glasses on. But with these on, you just slip the other ones on. It was actually really good.
We're at McDonald's, actually.
Good. Well, I'm waiting for my freaking double quarter pounder Big
Mac.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, did you say? Sorry, did you say that the IMAX the only option is 3D?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just had that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, though, with Captain Marvel, it's been listed as a 3D IMAX.
Is it?
So I was just curious, is there ever going to be an IMAX without the 3D?
Well, they tend to make those experiences 3D. I mean, unless you're talking about some Academy Award type.
Right. The movie, Favorite.
Right.
Is that the,
you'll see the
I don't think you'll see 3D. The post in 3D.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Not with that attitude. The paper.
Not with that attitude, you won't. A-hole.
That's great. Yeah, I want to see that. So the experience was great in IMAX.
Yeah, the experience was great. They don't have all the theaters open yet, so they're still kind of.
Sure.
Getting things ready as they go. There will be 3 or 4 theaters that will have a Flix type approach where they'll have a full menu.
Really?
They'll have a waiter or waitress call button on your seat.
Oh,
and
I can't do Flix anymore, honestly. They hyped up their prices. Like, a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been there for a while.
I just don't like their chairs.
I'll just give you my card.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me the black card.
I don't like the shitty seats where they just shove you in between.
I always get that one for whatever reason.
Really?
I've been there twice, and I've always gotten that seat, and I just won't, won't go back.
You got that little table?
Yeah, where it flops up.
Doesn't even cross me. I'm like, yeah. Put this down.
I can't even see the movie. There's people walking in front of me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and also, they have those lights on under the desk or the tables.
So you
can't turn off. So, if you slide the table, it, reflects off of the tray, and it's just this is really distracting.
Wow.
It doesn't ruin the movie, but it's just I could do without this.
Can you imagine all darkness, and then when the lights go up, everyone's got, shit all over their food?
Well, it's people order, full pizzas and stuff. It's just I don't want to hear you eating that, honestly. And, we saw a quiet place there. That was mostly on us. But this woman got a salad, and you hear... it's you got it. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, let's.
It was 9 in the morning.
Let's just serve only Doritos and, you know.
You know, what's those crinkly bag, the sun chips?
Right. Kettle chips.
Yeah.
The movie's everyone's gotta be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Well, you both saw Alita, so please tell us about that. It's been out for a few weeks.
So, Alita's the James Cameron more produced vehicle. He didn't really have a. I mean, he was obviously probably an influence of a lot of sorts. But
I think he works better as a producer.
I think so, too, because that movie
was gone.
Phenomenal.
It really was.
Rodriguez directed it.
Yep.
Spy Kids fame.
Spy Kids 3D,
right.
Baby.
And so, I don't know. I know the performance probably wasn't what they wanted. I don't know what it looks like foreign versus
overseas
domestic.
Overseas is great.
Is it good?
It's making a lot.
Because, I mean, there's certainly a light cliffhanger, if you will, at the end.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that there's another installment because I got to be honest, the mix of the CGI robot piece and then everything else, as well as just the design of the
everything for the most part looked really good.
It was bizarre. It was just amazing.
Did the eyes bug you? I heard
no,
people.
No, not at all. It's a robot.
Right, right.
What do I care what the
Battle
eyes look
Angel.
Like? Yeah,
yeah. It's based off an anime, correct?
Correct.
Well, off the manga, which turned into the anime.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they set up this villain who was his I can't remember his name. It's
it's Terry.
They set up Terry.
I don't remember the
one.
It's something I want to say it's Overlord or something. I don't know. It's probably just something stupid. But it's I almost spoiled who it was. I won't. But they set it up to where it's just wait, there's only half an hour left in this movie. How are they gonna try and kind of just force
there's a lot to do
force the villain in there or is it going to be a sequel, and then they set it up for the sequel, which is really good. I hope we see it. I hope it makes enough money. I really liked it. I like the was it Motorball? Motorball.
I don't know what it was.
The ball one. That was a really cool couple of sequences. There's a Jai Courtney cameo. You remember that?
Really? Yeah.
It was for like 5 seconds. He's like getting like, because he's like half robot or whatever too. Yeah. So he's like,
in real life.
He's like, get me ready, boys. And they're like souping him up. And you never see him again.
I'm right.
Like, oh, okay.
Did he have more to do and they just cut it or something?
I have no idea. Hopefully he's like, he's in the second one or something. Yeah. Jackie Earl Haley played.
What? He's in it?
He's like, if you've seen.
He played Gruishka.
He was this big dude who like, he was another robot. He was huge. He was unrecognizable. Because, like, I think it was just all the same, like, how they motion captured Alita. But I didn't know it was him until, like, I looked it up after the movie. It was a really good performance.
Oh, he's so good. I wish I'd see him in more things. He's kind of been sporadic, I guess.
Yeah, he's probably just...
He was in the RoboCop remake. That was, like, the last big thing he was in.
But, yeah, I don't know. I wish this movie did better financially, like, here at least.
Do you know how much it's made here?
No, not really. No. I just know, like, you know, people are pining and begging for, like, female-led movies and more diverse movies. And you have movies like this, but nobody's going out to see it. It's like, well
yeah.
You're kind of setting yourself up for failure.
This was a sweet female-led movie.
It really was. Right.
You know?
It's not getting the attention Captain Marvel is, the big push that Captain Marvel's getting, you know?
Well, that's another thing. People are shitting on this movie to push Captain Marvel. Really? It's like, you don't have to do that at all.
Yeah,
you can not like this movie, sure, but why do we have to tear down other movies?
Well, if it's all about acceptance,
especially other female led movies. I mean, same with like, say, oh my God, Captain Marvel's gonna be better than Wonder Woman, is it?
And how much are people complaining about, you know, lack of originality in Hollywood and all this stuff? Well, you know what, this doesn't look like anything else.
Mm-hmm. It's adapted off of another thing, but it's not a reboot of a movie.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
It's very intriguing. Christoph Waltz, was he pretty good in it?
Oh yeah, I like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Also, Mahershala Ali, he was a really good villain.
Yeah,
even though he was kind of a puppet for most of it.
Yeah, but it was still interesting the way they pulled it all off. Mm-hmm. I mean, he nailed it. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a cookie cutter character.
Not really.
No.
No, it was just you have to kind of see it. But his performance is always good in anything he does.
Sure. I mean, he's very good.
That's why people are...
He could be in a Charmin commercial and, you know, knock it out of the park. I mean, he's a really good actor.
Well, there's talk. I mean, it's rumor, obviously, but it'd be perfect casting if they made him Blade.
Well, that's like what people Blade. Are... People are pulling photos of him because, like, he has the glasses and, like, the black trench coat from this movie as, like, fan cast for Blade. I think it'd be cool. I don't know.
I don't know if he'd sign a multi... Bigger actors, I don't see them signing a big picture deal, especially Oscar-winning actors. I don't know.
I don't want to see him as a MCU Blade, honestly. I don't think the MCU would handle
the
Blade
nice
that well.
Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What jokes can Blade
it'll
crack?
It'll be the actual costume from the comic, right? Which is ridiculous. I'm trying to recall. It was not the black trench coat back in the day.
I can see him like killing a vampire and be like, hey, man, that sucks. Blade.
You got Blade.
$500 million.
And it's like, oh, we made a mistake. Sell it back to Fox or whatever.
And then they take Whistler out and they bring in Tony Stark to mentor him into Blade.
Who's Whistler?
Remember Whistler, Chris Christopherson, the old dude hopping around in Blade, getting him shit.
Oh yeah, I totally remember that.
Filling up the gas with smoking.
He was his mentor type guy.
To be fair, I think that was only in the movie version. The comics, I don't think.
I remember Triple H. Wasn't he like
talk about the third one, man.
Wasn't he like the bad
God, that was
vampire?
Terrible.
I never saw the third Blade.
He was Triple H. Instead of the water, he spit out the blood. He was like...
Ew.
I don't know if that's true. I never saw it. He was in it.
That's terrible.
Time to play the game.
Well, speaking of the MCU Disney streaming service, there's some news about possibly forgoing the vault finally and them releasing a whole entire library.
Nice. Can't wait to pirate that. I mean...
But what would it cost?
I can't still see it. Find the price.
Yeah.
I can't.
They just send you a contract and they say, your soul. And you have to just sign it over.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the standard Disney World contract?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a Disney World contract, right?
You're like, ooh, actually I owe that to this guy. Sorry.
Right.
They bring Disney's head to your house and he talks to you.
Yeah.
And you sign your life away. Yeah, makes sense. But yeah, these movies date back to the 1920s. Television properties to come. Original content, of course, Star Wars.
Song of the South? Is that mentioned at all? Okay.
No, I don't
think it's weird how they never want to talk about that movie.
What movie?
Song of the South.
Exactly.
I've never heard of it.
It's pretty much
propaganda. Is that why you didn't respond the other day?
It's pretty much propaganda about how slavery is okay.
Oh.
Like there's a slave in the movie and he's like...
That's where that's from?
And Disney did that?
Mm-hmm. Back in the 30s or 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it,
they never talk about it, though.
Even when I was growing up, it was still like shown, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we gotta get rid of that.
Nix that fella.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't exposed to that world.
New phone, who dis? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
But you're older than me, Steven. You don't even know what it is.
That's probably a good thing.
Did you just throw your Kleenex just anywhere?
I wiped my tears with it. It's not like I wiped my nose with it.
She's so happy about this Disney streaming service. She just can't contain herself. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the record for time spent before a Steve age joke happened.
Are you guys excited about this streaming service? You think you'll maybe subscribe?
I'll get it. Yeah. I'll get everything.
Yeah. I might just mooch off of Steve.
Yeah. And I'll mooch off too.
I don't know. I'm not really hyped about like all the original shows they're talking about. Like,
you like Boy Meets World.
I have the entire series at home.
Oh, on Blu-ray?
No. But no, I'm talking about like the Star Wars original and like the Marvel shows like they're doing Winter Soldier, I think.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
and,
talks.
And, like, Loki, I'm like, these characters aren't really, like, nothing's, like, drawing me to pay for this.
I wouldn't eat enough for those characters.
Yeah. Like,
Scarlet Witch.
What's that? Thor's friend, the girl, Sif?
Oh, Lady Sif? Yeah,
there's, I think they're saying, no? I don't know.
To be fair, I mean, those characters, they could have done so much more with, and that was one of my problems with Ragnarok. It's like, hey, remember these guys they introduced? And you're like, oh, we're going to get on some adventures eventually.
The one thing I liked about Ragnarok is that they killed off Zachary Levi so that he could be a Shazam.
One thing I liked about Ragnarok is the credits.
Because you could dance to them, right?
Great. Yeah, that's why. That's why.
You know, there are certain parts about it that like I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. But
for the most part, I was like, man.
Yeah. It was a cool piece.
Wrong tone for the movie.
Did you feel that way? Well, we'll get there.
I didn't want to see little bitch Hulk. I wanted to see the Hulk. You
know? They've been making him terrible since Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
He was amazing in Avengers, and then ever since then, it's just like, how do we write for him? I don't know.
It's got to be hilarious.
Yeah.
He's got to walk around naked with his ass hanging out. Well, anyway, that streaming service will come late 2019. So
Hulk Booty, band name.
Hulk Booty. Hulk Booty coming.
With his butt hanging out. I don't remember that.
Ragnarok, yeah. There's a scene, yeah.
He's in the shower. I thought you meant in Avengers when he's naked.
He's in the show.
No, not that. Oh, yeah, there was that scene, yeah. That was post-Hulk. That was Banner
He's like, you fell through the roof all buck-ass nude.
That's what I'm going to call this show, Banner Ass. Yeah. It's rock and roll, but yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Must not have been that impressionable. I don't remember it.
Are you saying words right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That brain freeze really got to
me. Yeah, I guess so.
My tongue's stuck.
So moving on, Suicide School.
Suicide School?
I went to Suicide School. I have a master's degree.
People are dying to get in.
Suicide Squad 2. That's what I meant to say.
Are you okay? Do you need to take a break?
No, I'm
okay.
Good.
So James Gunn, he's in charge of this movie.
Which we don't know if it's a reboot or if it's a sequel. They have yet to be clear on that, which is really
I'm fine with either way. It might be a light reboot. Like, they just don't really talk about the previous one.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah. And there's aspects I enjoyed, but...
I like that movie. I don't care.
Yeah.
I still enjoy it.
Well, he's written the script, and I think he's going to direct. I think that's been pretty much confirmed. Looks like the roster is King Shark, Peacemaker, Polka Dot Man... and more are going to be the group this time, which, you know...
That's unconfirmed. That just came out this week.
Right. Let's say it's true.
I don't want to.
Okay. Anyway, that makes sense, though, because I think they missed more of a supernatural element in the last team. You know, they... Like, Harley Quinn, I don't... I guess in the comics, right, she's in that group. Is that correct? But they act like, oh, we need her skills. Like, she just wields a bat.
I felt
with
like
aliens
they
and stuff.
Couldn't decide which storyline they wanted to go
it
with.
It was a mess. They did a lot of reshoots, of course. Hopefully this time around they don't. Also, looks like Will Smith is out as Deadshot. Idris Elba is possibly replacing him, which I'm cool with.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think he's probably older than Will Smith, but yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'll go with it.
Yeah. People that are older are bad.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks.
Just wiser, not bad.
I'm going to issue my Twitter apology after this show.
Fair enough. So, good.
Yeah. If I offended anyone, I don't care.
I think you're older than...
Older than I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely like 19.
Huh? He's 18?
19.
I'm 17. How old do you think I am?
Does it matter?
Does it matter?
No. What are we talking about?
Joey's age.
24.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
On the dot?
Yeah.
It's like I read your mind.
Jeepers.
I wasn't even thinking about my age.
He wrote it on his arm.
Like, yeah. I was like, wasn't that the number that Taylor...
23.
Oh, you would know.
I was thinking about the number 23 with Jim Carrey.
Oh.
What were you talking about?
Taylor Swift.
The opposite of Jim Carrey.
I think it was 23, though. That I don't she wrote know. On her arm. So it's
oh, maybe. She's copying off of...
She's been out with 23
number,
guys.
Is the number 23, Jim Carrey.
I got 23 songs. So it looks like Dave Bautista may join the cast. I mean, he's buddies with James Gunn.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me just from the relationship factor.
And he's pretty much trashing Disney right now. So, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Why didn't Drax come back? I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't come back.
He's just invisible.
Mm-hmm.
If you could recast Drax, or if they had to, could you kill him off. Really? Kill him off?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not that important of a character.
You know what The Rock brought in?
No. He's Black Adam.
Is he?
Yeah. He's more of a DC guy, too. Like, not saying, like, that's where his allegiance lies.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't see him in a Marvel movie. He'd be wasted. He'd be a wasted talent. Much like a lot of the Marvel movies.
Wow.
Not like the main characters, but like they'll cast these big actors. It's like, whoa, cool. What are they going to do? It's like, oh, they're a side character. Nice.
They get to run in the field.
Yeah.
Away from the battle.
I'll counter you later. Don't worry.
Oh, right.
I'll bring him back up. I'll bring Marvel back up. I get that.
I'm not saying I love both. I love you guys know this. I love superhero movies. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of people saying like Marvel's a gold standard.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Okay.
Oh, dick. I was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Oh, no, dick.
Sorry. That's my bad. Turn my volume down.
You playing Star Wars?
It's 11. I have to reclaim my energy.
Jesus.
I missed that.
Because I'm nine years old. Amazing. Playing a game.
Joel Mom, it's 11.
Joel Kinnerman said to be out. I don't know if you're upset about that. Rick Flagg, he
played. Yeah, I know. At this point, just recast the whole thing.
Wasn't Tom Hardy originally considered for that part?
Yeah.
They probably won't get him now, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, at this point, just recast the whole thing. I mean, I don't think Margot even wants to be in that. I think she's only in it because she's like producer or something. I don't know.
She's obligated by contract, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Because she's doing Birds of Prey, which hope that looks great. Ewan McGregor, they did like that little trailer. I don't know if you saw it, mm-mm. But... he was wearing sunglasses. I'm like, Black Mask's supposed to wear a skull mask.
It was
mask.
The first day of shooting. I wasn't expecting.
Well, that's what I'm hoping
like
for.
Like comic accurate.
Supposedly on set, there's pictures.
Black Canary looks
in
really
it.
Cool though. We haven't seen like a full like costume.
And who's playing?
It's actually Jussie Smollett's sister.
What? Really?
It's Jussie Smollett's sister.
Did he make it up?
What?
The sister.
Did he make up the sister?
Yeah.
No, she's in the movie.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in she was Michelle's friend in Full House.
Yep.
You know?
She was in Temptation, a Tyler Perry movie.
So yeah, anyways. Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah.
Out.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Joel. Eat that chicken wing in the sky.
Oh.
You remember that scene from Suicide Squad in the
that was weird.
Chowing down. It was like midnight. He's like
Arrow was announced this week.
Oh, man.
It is ending. Stephen Amell posted a great video on social media, you know, just thanking the fans. And, you know, he's very emotional, you could tell. I guess he was planning on stepping away, but he wanted the show to keep going. Like, he would still come on here and there.
I heard that. I was like, I'm glad they canceled it.
Yeah.
How are you going to have an Arrow show without Green Arrow? That's so stupid.
Right.
Like, you have a spinoff. At least just call it a spinoff.
Yeah.
Don't give me a... That's really dumb. That would have been really dumb.
I haven't seen Arrow for a while, but doesn't he have like a ton of like team members now? Like superhero
team members? They've like come and gone, like, because, you know, like most good teams, you can pick and match like different characters. And they've done a good job of that. But I can't see like anyone in particular taking where he left off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, no, just cancel it.
I think it was a great run, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
It had a few hit and misses to me, but still, overall.
Well, everything that runs that long will
have some
hit and misses.
Yeah. It's quite an accomplishment. Yeah, I really loved first season.
Did you have another brain freeze?
To stop?
What?
No, she's emotional about the Arrow ending. That's what's going on.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Do you need to take that away from you?
No.
It's almost done.
He did say, though, that he will probably appear again on the spinoffs.
Yeah.
Which he did say Arrow spun off a ton of shows. Like,
yeah,
everything
yeah,
on
yeah I mean,
right
they got Batwoman
on.
Coming on. And
yeah.
I'm excited for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good.
I don't know. It's just, I guess we didn't really know how long this could have gone. Because, like, Smallville was just a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
You look like an ape. You're like...
Something wrong with your finger?
Right.
We can get you a splint.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That hurts that bad.
He looks like King Kong. Oh, yeah, I'm fired.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke.
Anyways.
Where were we?
A lot of shows.
Hmm?
A lot of shows spawned.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I think I'm glad that this is coming to an end.
Well, yeah, especially when he said he was thinking about taking off. Because he's got other projects he wants to do. He's really tired of being in Vancouver. Is that where they film?
Yeah.
That's where they film everything.
He's tired of being there?
Well, he said he's...
That's where he's from.
I think he lives in Los Angeles. Oh, now, yeah. I would take it. So I think that's what he meant. Besides, there's more opportunities in Los Angeles, sadly, at least to...
You know, it's funny how when someone moves a show out of Vancouver, how the vibe changes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were X-Files fans, but there's a huge noticeable difference in tone when they shifted from Vancouver to L.A.
Is that the original run or the...
The original run.
Yeah. So not the revived run.
It's dreary and...
Yeah. I mean, that's really exactly it. I mean, it provides a really cool backdrop mm-hmm. for like a darker type show.
Right.
And like Supernatural. X-Files, it's like all sunny and beautiful and it's like...
There's probably more stage sets, it seems.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's why Supernatural has worked for 14 years now. Is
it's
because
crazy.
It's got the Vancouver setting.
Yeah.
Well, and you keep watching it, right?
Yeah.
Is it still solid?
It's still pretty good. It's had its moments. Mm-hmm. Like, again, 14 years, you're going to have your trip.
But the chemistry on that show, that's almost unbeatable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good show.
Was it the Jeffrey Dean Morgan
They're
episode?
They're so hot, too.
The car.
Yeah, the car.
Dean's only 40.
Dino Machino is only 40.
Yeah, the Jeffrey Dean Morgan episode was pretty good.
Good return.
Yeah.
For what
he's
it was.
Like, he's lost a lot of weight, so it was just weird.
Kind of looks sick. I don't know.
I mean,
like, not good.
If he's healthy, cool, but just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks really skinny.
Sadly, you probably never get his Thomas Wayne Batman.
Or... We don't know. Probably not, though.
Never know. Well, yeah, great run for Arrow and
RIP.
I've heard other series are in danger. The Flash and, Supergirl, for sure, I heard.
Well, because they're doing Crisis on...
Infinite Earths.
Yeah, that's the next thing where they're going to... I mean, isn't that where Supergirl and Flash die? Like, in the comics?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, they could, I mean...
Issue 8 would be Supergirl, I believe.
They could end up doing that. I don't
Maybe
know.
The Flash.
I don't think they... I don't know if they would cancel it, but, like, they could definitely do a shorter season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like... that was kind of like a weird thing, because like they were like, yeah, this new episode or new season of Arrow is going to be 10 episodes. It's like, cool, shorter season. It's like, oh, it's going to be the last one, though.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay.
At least you get closure.
Yeah.
It's not just going to end.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. That'll be interesting. And still, we have to see John Cryer as Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah. That looks really bad.
I'm really shocked they cast him as mm-hmm. Lex Luthor. Maybe they just did it because the
nod. Yeah, they only
Superman
did it for
four.
The callback, I think.
Yeah, it's just...
You have something to say?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He's working for free. Yeah. So let's get into something that excites everyone. We'll do spoiler free, of course.
Of course.
Captain Marvel. Steve hasn't seen it yet. What? So
what are you? Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
What are your pre-thoughts, though? All this controversy.
One, I can't believe she died in the movie.
She didn't.
Thanks.
Oh.
Thank you for playing along.
I mean,
everybody always dies.
Thank you, everybody.
Quite a bit has happened, you know, with the internet trolls bombing Rotten Tomatoes, which I could care less about.
Mm-hmm.
Things she said or didn't say, like all that going in, were you guys able to just separate that from, you know, a lot of people can't. I know some people are like, I'm not going to go see it because it hurt.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't. Can I get on my soapbox for a minute?
Yeah.
I'm going to get on it because then you're going to knock me off of it.
I'm not here to
I will put
trash
that sound
the
effect in.
I'm just here to give my honest opinion on the movie. I'm not trying to knock anybody
I didn't read any
out.
Of that prior to going in. So I
You didn't know anything of it?
No. And the articles that I looked at like after the fact, I didn't, and I don't know, maybe my sources are different, but like I didn't see anything but like positive
mm-hmm.
things being said. When I walked into it, I thought it was going to be something a little bit different than what it was, but that's okay. I felt like the movie had a few like women empowerment moments. Mm-hmm. So that was nice to see, but she was relatable. Like out of all the superheroes, I found that I identified with her the most. Like she is the most relatable and she's funny. And sure. I feel like I identified with that.
More than Black Widow or any other.
Oh Marvel. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, to be fair, they didn't really explore those people. And of course,
well, Black Widow was soon. She went to a Russian. So, and
that's the biggest, that was a cool
Carol had this like pain in the ass humor. She was kind of just like a.
Yeah. Well, I have pain in the ass humor.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. That you, that's why you found it relatable. But yeah. There we go. Circle finds a square.
Yay. And I thought the writing was good. It was good. I'm not saying it's great. It was good because it had funny moments. But Steve would say that Marvel just tries to be funny all the time.
Sometimes they overdo it. Sometimes they don't.
There were just small pockets of it, I thought.
Infinity War roped me back in, you know.
Yeah.
It really did.
And then the beginning. 90%
of the jokes in this movie, you keep talking. I'm sorry.
No, go on.
I just meant like 90% of the humor just fell kind of flat. Like,
really?
Yeah, the theater was very quiet. I was just kind of like.
Not really. I mean, maybe a couple parts, Sam Jackson.
It can also depend on your mood when you're going in to watch a movie. Yeah. I went in watching Inception. In the worst mood of my life, and I literally thought it was the worst movie ever made on planet Earth. And then I saw it again like 2 years later. I'm like,
"This was great.
Yeah, this is pretty good, you know." Yeah. But so you know, it's a mood thing, you know, too. So I don't know if maybe that didn't contribute to it. Are you menstruating?
It's womenstruating. We're in a new age.
I'm gonna hate this movie. My bad. My bad. I apologize, ladies.
It's not the 1800s anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, I wish it was.
None of this makes any sense. No, I don't know. Like I said, there's some funny parts, but like just about 90% of the humor just fell kind of flat and like forced. It was mostly Sam Jackson's lines were like the best. I was like, because he knows how to deliver lines very well.
And he's a very different Nick Fury. I mean, this makes sense. Cause
yeah, he's younger. Fast. He's, you know, more trusting.
And what about the CG, the aging? I mean, I think
I was going to talk about that. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Especially with Coulson. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Coulson would have been in it more.
Like, yeah.
I guess, I mean.
It was great to see him back in a cinematic movie.
Yeah. Can't believe he died again, though. It was great.
Well, that would screwed up canon.
Yeah. No, it was good. I couldn't tell how much of it was like CGI and how much of it was like just makeup.
Because I mean, good. You want that?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they compared. He was on some talk show and they compared like this picture of Sam Jackson in Captain Marvel to like some '90s movie.
And Pulp Fiction.
It was like some movie where he like had the same like hairstyle and everything.
Sure.
And he looked younger in this movie, in Captain Marvel. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, if you can pull that off, that's
hard to believe he's 70 years old.
Yeah,
that 70 years old.
That's cray.
There's hope for you, Steve. That's what I'm saying. There's hope for you.
You can make
a movie someday.
You too could look 70.
If we do video, we could just.
He's 30 years younger than I am. So, I mean, he looks really good.
But for like the whole controversy stuff, I don't know. A lot of it was like kind of lost into the like conversation because like she said stuff like, "Oh, I don't want, you know, it's not gonna be all white males at the what'd you say
press junkets or whatever."
I'm like, okay, I get what she's saying, but I know people are gonna misconstrue this. I know it's gonna happen.
It's how you say it, I think.
Well, especially rabid fanboys, they're just looking. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And it's like you just alienated half of your audience. It's like that's not what she's. I get what she's trying to do, but it just came off wrong. And we're gonna fight about this until you know for another 2 months. And I just wanted to see the movie at that point. I was like, I don't care about what anybody else has to say. I just want to see the movie, see what I think about it, if I like it or not. I don't want to base it off of like, oh, he said, she said. It's like, okay, whatever.
So you were going into the experience with a modicum of frustration. That may have lent to your viewing experience.
Maybe you should rewatch it and then come back.
No. Okay, that's another thing. You guys think I hate this movie.
One bowl.
And then watch
the movie.
And then watch it.
No. I watched it with an open mind. I wasn't mad about the movie. I was mad
smoke
about...
Smoke a half bowl.
I'm not going to smoke.
Did you not find her funny? Like, her character?
Her character's funny. She had those moments of just like, mm-hmm. okay.
But did you
like
find her annoying?
Annoying?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
She was like...
I was just trying to gauge whether or not it was like, if we had some like female bias going on.
Actually, Joey's quite anti-misogynistic when it comes to that stuff. He really is. He gets more wrapped up into the fan behavior, I think, aspect of it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for mm-hmm. sure.
Which is obviously impacting his
thought process. I was mostly kidding when I said that.
This is an intervention today for Joey.
Surprise! I thought it was a good thing, and then he was like, but he sucks.
Mom? Oh, come on in, Mom.
I figured if I'm going to give a compliment, I've got to
gotta throw it away.
I wasn't
right
sure how to take that either. Right, I thought, yeah. like, are you schooling me or are you schooling him? Because no. I don't know.
That's the Hannibal Lecter here.
I got the tears coming. No, yeah, and it was just mostly like, I don't think fans were ready to just let this be a good movie. Like, I was thinking about this like on the car ride home. I was like, I'm all for like superhero movies. I would never want a comic book movie to fail. Mm-hmm. But one, I would never want a movie company, Marvel or DC, to be so comfortable that they're like, hey, we're this far along. We made these many good movies. Let's just crap one out. And they're going to think it's great.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be too comfortable. I don't want the directors to be too comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want the fans to be so comfortable that it's just like, oh, it's Marvel. It's going to be great. It's like, right. Well, is it? We don't know that.
I did read an article and remind me of there were two directors. One was female, one was male. Mm-hmm. And I did read an article that talked about how, what's her name? Who's the female director?
Brie Larson. Oh, wait.
The female director that was on it.
I can't remember her name.
She didn't, I mean, she kind of was like co-director. So really he had more of the say than she did. Well, and this was just an article that,
yeah.
I don't know how factual it was.
Sure.
They would have liked to have seen her incorporate some of her ideas with the female characters. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think the article that I read, which was written by a female, of course, had said that like it had a lot of good moments, but they like wanted more from a female cast.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably what we got from Wonder Woman and how.
Right.
Well, that was another thing. Like we didn't, like I watched some.
I need tissue. Okay. Sorry. I didn't want to say it out loud.
What did I do? That was an.
Hang on. We'll wait. We'll pick it up.
The best part is she gets up, walks like 30 feet away, and the sneeze sounds like this. There's no noise attached to it.
It's like farting then running right back to your friends like, hey, guys.
But no, so like I watched some like the press junkets and stuff. I didn't hear anything from either director. Like it's like they didn't put them into the light.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Yeah. I didn't even know it was two directors until I saw.
Yeah,
the
I know. I was like, that's cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like,
I wonder if Disney just, I mean, not to say she didn't contribute. I'm sure she did. But Disney probably wanted to look good because, you know, Wonder Woman got Patty Jenkins, a female director, and they're pretty much going down this route of every female movie should have a female director. So they're like, well, we got this guy. Let's bring a girl on. That's the best we can do.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm not sure like how much she contributed. I'm sure she did, but like I don't know specifically or what she would have done differently if she just had the reins, you know. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard her personally say anything about it. This article was just a third person's opinion. Like what would have happened if she would have just been on it by herself.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen reviews where they said it was bland. I can see that, but actually I was surprised how much I liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I was like blown away, but one criticism I think is pretty accurate is it feels like a phase one movie. Mm. Kind of like they're getting their brains a little bit. To me, you know, it's not very, it doesn't follow the formula too much. So I think that's a good thing in a way. It does give it time to develop, though, the characters, I think.
Well,
it
just had a tonal problem for me, and like the color grading was just a little off.
Really?
I was just like, I can't tell what they want to go for right now.
Mm-hmm. And Jude Law was very Jude Law.
I thought he was great. I thought he was really good as...
You're not a Jude Law fan?
No, I am. Just felt like he was very...
Andra, or Wanra, or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
People thought he was Mar-Vell for the longest time, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, I went in thinking that, like, why is it has to be such a damn secret? I mean, it didn't work out for Khan and Star Trek Into Darkness. Like, just come out on Front Street, but then, mm-hmm. not to give it away, I understood.
When everybody dies. Mm-hmm.
The whole planet's gone. I took it too far.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was stupid. Yeah, I agree.
I'll say the first 10 seconds or so is very cool in the movie,
Oh, the Stanley tribute?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I guess,
yes.
You're, yeah. I guess you're not trying to spoil
Surprise.
It.
Did anybody clap in your theater? Because they did in mine.
No. Well, you went Thursday night.
I went
Thursday
night.
That was probably
night.
The most amped up crowd yeah. to go see it
yeah.
with. Yeah.
So people had, were like clapping, and I heard a couple people like, thank you. And so that was pretty
cool. I was kind of just like,
yeah. Yeah.
And the minute I saw, this is not really spoiling anything, he has a cameo in it.
Yeah. I've read about
huge, it. Did you read about it? A huge Kevin Smith nod. Mm-hmm. It was, the minute I saw that, I'm like, he's going to cry. And when I came home, because mm-hmm. he's always emotional, mm-hmm. you know, he smokes a lot of weed too. But when I got home, he posted a picture and mm-hmm. it's him in tears because it was such a cool nod to Smith. And yeah.
Well, something about that though, like I'm not saying it was bad.
Hold on, I'm going to get Kevin on the phone here.
Yeah. Now. Hello, Kevin.
Hey man.
I was yeah. So he's reading the Mallrats script. It's in front of his face.
Yes.
And he puts it down and another they and then they cut. He puts it down and he just looks up and smiles at her. And then that's it. So yeah. I don't think that was the original cameo.
No, I think it's CG. Is that what you're saying?
No, like they shot the cameo of him looking like because they said they have plenty of cameos.
Oh, you're
left.
Saying the script thing was added on.
The script was added on and like because he keeps saying like True Believer or whatever, and I'm like, I think they just
he's actually saying the lines he did.
Yeah, I'm like, I think they just reused that audio,
maybe.
And like,
yeah, and he didn't look the way he looked in '94. I don't think they de-aged him
because
he looked totally.
Yeah, that was the thing.
His face looked really. Did you see how swollen his face looked?
Yeah,
yeah. I think,
but yeah, that was the thing. I think it was like not an original.
He had filmed several cameos, and my
right.
thought was, I'm sure everyone's like it had to be green screen involved so they could just, you know, add mm-hmm. them in anywhere they want. But I saw that, I was like, oh, that is so cool. I'm a big Mallrats fan.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That was just such a cool, I don't know.
And she really punches him and that's how he dies.
Yep.
It was good though. It was good. Are you familiar with the comic version of Captain Marvel? I'm not. That's
yes.
what I'm asking. What are your favorite storylines from that?
Honestly, I don't really have a lot of favorite storylines. Jeepers. Was I not reading well?
Yeah.
The levels on the mic?
No.
Anyway.
I just wanted to do that.
So what I like...
Just kidding. That's why there's some controversy surrounding this movie, too, is that, you know, Captain Marvel is not an iconic hero like a Wonder mm-hmm. Woman is.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvel, people are feeling like they're kind of trying to force just a woman character down there.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a standalone character that is iconic like a Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I don't give two shits about that at all. Right. But her history is very convoluted. She's mm-hmm. been multiple characters.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of different origins, things of that nature. My favorite part about her is in the comics, her and Jessica Jones are best friends.
Hmm.
And just the way they interplay that relationship is always sure. really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, I like it for the characterization moments. I can't point to a storyline and say epic.
Yeah.
You I'll
know,
be anxious
I'm not trying to be a dick about that.
Right,
because,
right.
you know, I like comics all over the place.
Well, I'm guessing the storyline in this movie is pretty new. Like, it's maybe borrowed from recent comics, but yeah. I enjoyed the mythos. I wanted to see more. I think that's what it lacked. I wanted to yeah. see more, and I didn't even clock how long it was, the movie.
It was 2 hours.
Was it 2 hours? I felt like there was some slow moments. They could have probably edited it out, maybe given us more. But I think it connected things pretty well.
I was going to say, there were three points that kind of made everything come full circle, because I haven't read the comics, so of course I have no idea what's going on unless
I
watch
either.
The movies.
Yeah.
So there were three things that like occurred that like, kind of brought everything to the forefront for me, which was, well, I feel like I can't talk about it because then we'll spoil the movie.
Yeah,
so
no, okay.
I'm really old and I can't hear anyway.
Oh yeah, did you bring your hearing aids today?
I did, sweetheart. I okay. did. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's so nice. Nice.
Hey, okay.
Can I have some Jell-O?
Yeah.
So Nick Fury's eye for okay? one, right?
Oh my god,
which
that
I know
was
you
so
want to talk
stupid.
About. I know you want to talk.
We
about
can probably
that.
Talk about it without spoiling it. Exactly, right?
Well,
you
yeah.
Want me to spoil
so,
it for you? Because it's the worst writing in the
it's
world.
It's like stupid funny.
Nope.
It's stupid funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what it is.
You know, if they hadn't referenced it in the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
how's your eye?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we get it.
I don't want to make up yeah. your mind for you. Just tell us what you think of it after you see it.
I will. I'll
but
put
it's
it in the group
stupid,
chat.
Joey.
I'll put it in the group chat.
You put okay. it there.
All
right. Do it.
And then, of course, so like Nick Fury's eye and then... like how like the Avengers, right? So mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. start
that was cool. Probably
yeah.
shoehorned
that,
in a little
I was gonna
bit.
Say that felt a little shoehorned
yeah. but still I was like okay
but she like so she's the original, right? So she's like Not well.
Captain America.
Captain America's First Avenger. Sorry.
What?
Captain America, First Avenger.
Okay. Fine, but like.
A man.
But S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't, but Nick wasn't exposed to him first, right? Like, according to the storyline.
Cap's still frozen in the 90s.
Right,
yeah.
So his first interaction with these, I'm going to call them beings, because I mean, well, they're heroes. Like, he didn't know that that existed until S.H.I.E.L.D. was here.
That Captain America existed? Or
well, they knew about Cap. They knew about Cap.
Because they taught about him in school. Coulson said he collected those cards. Like
he was
a prominent figure back in like the World War II.
But did Nick know?
I mean, they grew up on it. They probably taught it in school.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he knew who he was, but I mean, the difference between Captain America and Captain Marvel is a power base,
right?
And, you know,
because the way that the storyline was written in the movie, because he said there's got to be more of them like her out there, so that made me think that like he wasn't aware that there.
Well, he was aware that Captain America existed, not that he was.
Alive.
In the ice.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But he didn't know. He had to have known he was.
No, he knew.
Super soldier experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He knew about Captain America. I mean, you don't work at S.H.I.E.L.D. and not. That was another thing.
That's kind of like, I guess if you don't follow the comics and you don't really know that writing then misleads you to think that he didn't know.
Right.
I mean, he knows that there might be the possibility, so they're going to go find them. Mm-hmm. But at that time, like, was that his first exposure? That's how I took it, with how it was written anyways.
Right.
Do you know what line I'm talking about, though, in the movie where he was like, well, she, like, I can't remember the exact
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
right, there has to be more, basically.
Well, yeah, and, like, he probably just thought Captain was dead. Captain America was dead.
That makes sense,
yeah.
Then.
What was the second point you brought up?
Well, I was going to bring up the pager thing, because that was, like, I didn't know what that was.
Did you see
Infinity War? You know what a pager was?
No, I didn't, like, know that was...
Her symbol?
Yes. Like, she had... Like, I didn't know that was something that she had given him. So.
But you recognize the callback to the.
You saw Infinity War, right?
Yeah,
right.
I did say Infinity War.
So you saw the pager scene in Infinity
Yes.
War?
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
But then you watch the cutscene at the very end, and then that makes sense.
You know, the only bad thing? We all know this. This isn't spoiling anything. That pager is basically for emergencies, right? She's so powerful. Wouldn't he have pager in Avengers? With the alien threat,
yeah, because
he would
think that
they
he
had
would
to
know.
Come up with an excuse to use her right now.
I know, I get it.
Like, he knows why they're here.
They said, "Hey, it's 2019. We got to get a female movie in there."
Yeah. No, I get it.
And they're like, "Oh, what about Black Widow?" It's like, screw that.
I love the letdown though of the Infinity War pager scene. Because only the nerds knew what that was.
Yeah, well,
everybody else is like, "Oh, that's
what
cool.
is this thing?"
Yeah. Trying to act like they know what the hell it is.
Who do you page his mom?
Well, they called Catherine Marvel.
Catherine Marvel.
Well, what about the acting? All the characters involved. I thought Ben Mendelsohn knocked out of the park.
What do you want me to say about the movie?
Your thoughts?
I thought the acting was pretty good all around. Ben Mendelsohn was really good.
He's great.
The way he was able to like drop his accent and then like pick it back up and everything.
The makeup I thought was good.
It kind of threw me off because he was like, "Yeah, he took over my old boss or whatever." I'm like, "Could we not have seen that or something?" That would made sense because like then it looked just like, I mean, we knew it was Ben Mendelsohn, so it could just been like, "Well, that's him in disguise." But then if we saw him, you know, copying the boss, we'd be like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense as to why, like, he looks like Ben Mendelsohn."
Mm.
I can't say his name without freaking out. I'm like, Mendelsohn.
That's easy for you to say.
First time I ever
Leave
saw
me alone, Steve.
Sorry.
First time I ever saw him was Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. He had, you know, he got his head crushed by Bane. But
yeah.
Very good actor. Like, he just always delivers. And yeah,
he was really good in, have you ever seen Place Beyond the Pines?
No, that's...
I have.
Really good in that.
Yeah.
Who else is in that?
A lot Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes.
Yeah, his now wife.
Are they married?
Wait.
Yes,
yeah. They're not married, but they have children. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Two.
They're not married? You said it was his
I
wife.
I think they are married.
You said they're not married.
Aren't they married?
I don't think so.
I mean, who are we?
Megan,
maybe
they bastard
got married
children?
In secret.
How can we see this movie? Is it a Netflix film or is it out?
It was on Netflix.
Place Beyond the Pine?
I don't know that it is now.
Oh, it was a feature film.
Was it?
But
Spielberg would have liked it.
It was. That's a good draw because apparently that was just like a fake thing that people were throwing around.
What?
Spielberg was never really out to get Netflix. That's what I've been hearing like the past couple days, that he was not, that wasn't really a thing. That was just someone playing telephone.
And really?
Just, yeah.
Because there's something before the Oscars and after the Oscars. He's
yeah,
on the
I don't,
board of
I don't,
governors.
I don't know. I don't know.
We talked about
last show. I'm just saying it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that it's fake because I don't see a filmmaker like tearing down other films.
Especially him.
Yeah, Spielberg. I mean, he's synonymous with film.
But where's his statement then if it's fake? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's Spielberg. I don't think he really gives a shit either way. I don't think he like, I don't think he cares what people think.
No.
What people think about his opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he'd be like, I'm so sorry to anybody who thinks I hate film. It's just like, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But if he gives a statement, cool, but I don't think he needs to. But yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I meant to say something, I forgot.
That was a happy accident.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson, you enjoyed.
Oh, yeah, I really liked him. Again, like, he's playing a younger Fury. He's, like, more trusting of people.
Mm-hmm.
Younger Fury.
David Hasselhoff.
Another band name.
I don't know. What do you think of the acting?
I thought it was good.
Did you like Brie Larson?
I liked her in...
The Room?
Yes, I thought she
was. Room.
Room.
Room, yeah.
Yeah, she, not The Room.
She did great in that. I was a little concerned. And then, I thought she did a great job.
It wasn't top notch in this one. From the trailers,
she's playing like a sarcastic.
No, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I totally get that.
It's but what it's she's just given, probably.
Like from the trailer, I was like, okay, it doesn't seem great, but I'm gonna wait till the movie. And still, it seems like she's like phoning it in a little bit. Like she's kind of like bored with the role, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's just what I got.
Maybe that just might be her character though, a little bit too. Like, is she really? What am I trying to say? Is there? I don't really feel like there's a whole lot to her that you can see right now anyways, yeah. Because she doesn't really know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I forgave it.
So
like,
it's like what you see is what you get. Like, kind of.
Everything's
yeah.
just confusing and mm-hmm. she doesn't really, you know.
Also, I heard she ignored fans at one of the premieres or something.
Way that's, to go, Brie.
Well, yeah. It's just like, that comes with the territory of Marvel movies or any superhero movies. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I get like, you
unless
know, some
you're
actors.
Mark.
Who?
Mark Ruffalo.
What about him?
He's just super friendly.
Oh, I was like, what are you
yeah.
Come to your house.
You said Mark. I mean, like he was just at my house last week. I don't know if you knew that.
I was going to say, you said Mark like you knew him. Oh. Like, you Mark.
Do we have any in-game spoilers he gave us?
In-game spoilers?
Yeah.
She doesn't know what in-game is.
Yes, I do.
He gave her some spoilers.
Oh, yeah,
end.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about like the cutscene at the end. Or the last. I thought that's what you're talking about. No. Why do you guys make me feel stupid all the time?
What did we do?
No, it was you not hearing what I said, and I just said thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I didn't hear it, yeah.
What'd he say?
Nothing.
He said, you're a great person. He said, I would never tell this to her face, but she's a great person, and we're lucky to have her.
Yeah.
I said, why wouldn't you tell that to her face?
I couldn't tell that to her.
Except that's not what he said.
Anyways.
How would you rank the film out of all the Marvel films? Like, is it the worst?
13.
Oh, 13? Absolutely not.
I don't know.
It's not the worst, but it's not the best.
No, it's definitely like, not their strongest.
People have compared to like the earlier Thor ones, like Thor 2.
Yeah.
I was going to say the first Thor, but okay.
First Thor, sure. Yeah. Second Thor, that might take the cake as the worst.
Really?
That and Iron Man 3 is just like, oof.
Iron Man 3 is a tough one. It's like,
yeah, I don't know that.
It's kind of entertaining if it was an Iron Man film, you know? But I don't know. It's just weird. Yeah. Shane Black. R.I.P.
Did he die?
No.
Okay.
His career did.
Cool.
No, his buddy's career did. Yeah. Side note.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't rank it too high, but like, I would say the first event.
This is why we need video.
I know, and he's
what's
out of
happening?
All he hasn't worked on video, and he's
I was looking at what you were doing.
He's comedy gold, and
that was
yeah,
hilarious.
I gotta
honestly.
Just blur your face. Let me blur your face,
and we'll
do everything else.
You look like a baby who had just discovered like the first toy.
I was just looking for Romania. That's all I was doing. It's
not like, okay.
He had a globe in his hand.
I wish I had something interesting or a good anecdote for that, but no.
I would say, like, I liked First Avenger more than this.
Okay.
But I do have a soft spot for that movie. Everybody loves to trash it. I think it's...
Captain America, First Avenger?
Yeah, I love... What?
Cap is gold.
People love to trash First Avenger. Yeah, I don't understand it.
What do they trash most about it?
That's another thing. I don't understand what they don't like about the movie. I don't think they do either.
Is it just so it's so cliche or
it's cliche, it's like
maybe?
It's like a boring origin story. I don't know. I love the World War II feeling of it, the aesthetics, like the whole, you know,
how he got into Captain America.
Agent Smith. Oh
yeah.
That's cool.
Hugo Weaving.
Yep.
Yeah, and Stanley Tucci.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tommy Lee Jones, like that entire cast was just great. And that was like, was that after they got sold to Disney or before?
That was way before.
It's still Paramount.
Yep.
And I think that's the thing is like, I love a lot of the Paramount Marvel movies.
Paramount, yeah, it didn't feel as formulaic, I guess you could say.
Well, they didn't try to force the humor on you. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. I kind of, honestly, Phase 1, I like a lot about Phase 1. It just felt like...
That was another hint. I didn't, like I said, 90% of the humor kind of fell flat, but they also, there wasn't too much of it.
There wasn't
too much humor, but it wasn't enough. Great humor as well.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, I would give this like a 6.5, maybe a 7 out of 10.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it was respectable. Again, a good movie.
Well, are you going to see it again? Do you plan on it?
I think I'm going tomorrow with my parents. It was a fine movie. It was good. It was decent. And I don't think people are ready to accept that it, like, Marvel can just make a decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, the first female one. Like, it has to be amazing. It's like, well, you know, it might just not be. And that we have to deal with that. Like, it got... Again, Rotten Tomatoes, I don't give a shit about anymore. But it's...
They're changing their approach.
Well, it went from 90s, like, to 80s within a couple days. And people were like, oh, it's all men. It's the fanboys who hate the movie. And it's like... Man, we've been dealing with this since 2016, and now you're just like, oh, Rotten Tomatoes is broken. And now they got rid of, like, the early ratings, like, you can't...
They got rid of everything.
Well, they really are. They got rid of the early ratings.
Here's a trailer.
They're getting rid of, like, a lot of the negative reviews.
Yeah, isn't that kind of against the...
Absolutely it is. That's all I'm saying. You have to let... I think you just have to let these movies be what they're going to be.
It's like free speech, you know? Honestly, it's like, yeah, you're going to have... There's actually legitimate negative reviews, but yet they're probably not going to separate that from the true people who just hate on it.
Yeah. You
know? So they all get
society.
And I'm not saying there aren't men who are out to get this movie because it's female, because you know, a lot of the feminists love it. It's like it's bad on both sides, is what I'm saying. But I'm not saying like neither of them exist.
I think that's what Wonder Woman did right, though. WB, I don't think had too much faith in it, because you know it felt like. It was coming out, and there wasn't a lot of talk, but it stayed out of the controversy. And
they tried to
nix
the No Man's Land scene.
Yeah, which that
guy's
gone,
one of the best
right?
scenes in cinematic history.
He's not gone, but he's on his way out the door, I think.
That's the president, what's his face?
Sugihara.
Yeah.
Did he have an affair with an actress?
There's an actress situation going on there.
Well, he tried to coerce her into sex for Wonder Woman audition.
Oh, he did a Weinstein, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, great.
Which actress?
She's a British actress. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, it wasn't... I didn't recognize it, but...
And she's been in small things. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was like, hey, if you... I'll give you this part.
Sup, girl?
Yeah.
I won't give you this part. Exactly. I'll give you an audition.
He's like, I got a small thing for you.
Oh, yeah. An audition. Give you
promising auditions.
Audition
that's
for this
all.
Part.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I'm Steve. Oh, we're not done.
Well,
sorry.
Megan, you like the movie?
Yeah,
what would
I
you
did.
Rate it?
On a 10 scale, go.
On a 10 scale?
Can't even rate it.
No,
she hated
I'm
it so much.
On a scale of McFlurries.
I'm going to give a 7 based off of what I liked about it, which we already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we could have a civil discussion about this.
Are we?
Yay.
What is that? This thing we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Glad we could have a civil discussion.
Or maybe
idiot.
Probably 6 or 7 for me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I liked it more than I thought I would. So
I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Usually okay, when nice. I see, usually when critics are like, "It's bland," I'm like,
"What
agreeing.
Is wrong with you?"
He's just getting ready for tonight when they have the Stan Lee tribute.
When the movie's
and he's like the only one clapping.
when the movie's done, he's like, "Thank God that's over."
Oh God. Oh, Steve, we gotta get your thoughts afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to talk about spoilers next week or
yes,
in a couple
let's
weeks.
Let's do that.
Sure.
Because that. Him losing his eye. That's the stupidest thing I've seen in any Marvel movie. It's stupid.
But funny.
No, it's not. That's the thing. They risked him being like this strong character or like, you know, stoic, whatever.
Like badass, how he lost
his
eye.
But he's human.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but he's human. But they risked him being badass for like humor. And that is where they lose me.
Mm-hmm. Well, my whole thing is, why did we have to even go there? Why?
What do you mean? You see him losing his eye at all?
Yeah, why? Why do we need to know that? You know, just
yeah.
Why is this movie? It's like Indiana Jones 3. Why one day Indy becomes Indy? You know, it's like
yeah.
We know the reason why. The reason why is because they want to give him something to do.
Right.
Well, and just like you've seen Winter Soldier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the scene where
they want to connect things. Too.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes that scene look so stupid.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Which is still, I guess, I didn't think about that. Movie.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Strong. One of the strongest, like
a car
like,
chase.
Top. Oh my God. Top three, if anything.
Actually, now that that writing doesn't make any sense.
The grid.
That writing doesn't make any sense now that you go back and think about it.
I'm telling you, man. That movie stands up against any movie.
I guess now that you talk, now that you mentioned that, okay.
Genre,
it was really good. Russo's, man.
If I had to, pick one thing that I hated about Captain Marvel, it was that.
I'm gonna watch that today.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't make any sense at all, Josh. If you put in that writing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I kind of just.
They need to review their scripts before they write the new one.
They thought it was fun
because they assume the audience is stupid.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with their movies. They're like. Anything we
unless
do,
unless that was like sarcasm that nobody picked up on.
What? The scene where he lost his eye?
Where when he said that.
What?
The last time he trusted someone, he lost an eye. So there was no sarcasm.
Well, and if you look at it now, like the way he lost his eye and the way he said that, it's like, oh well, obviously he doesn't want to tell anybody because that's embarrassing.
Okay.
I don't want him to be embarrassed. If we never saw how he lost his eye, I would have been 10 times happier.
Same.
Does it talk about that in the comics at all?
I don't know. I don't think they. I think they waved bye bye to comic accuracy a long time.
Well, the original Nick Fury is a white guy.
Right.
David Hasselhoff.
In WW2, he led the. Yeah. Oh crap! What's Cap's?
Howling Commander.
Yes,
that's the thing. I think they waved bye bye to comic accuracy a long time ago, and that's fine. They're taking their own thing with it, but there are certain aspects that I'm just like, that's dumb. Right. That is dumb.
Right.
I don't know.
I get it.
And like I knew that was coming because I asked a couple friends. I was like, "Is this how it happens?" Because I read a spoiler and I hate this. And they're like. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, okay, well.
Let's just say Thor losing his eye was more
Oh my gosh, dramatic. That was so cool.
Yeah, that was a lot
And
better.
I hated Ragnarok.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Look forward to what you think. But yeah, we got to spoil this next week. Hopefully we didn't spoil too much for you. Really try not to. So
I can't hear anyway.
We'll be back next week with that.
Yeah. I'm Josh.
She's like, welcome to Field of Geeks.
Shh. I'm Megan.
Shh.
I'm Steve.
Shh.
It's like a Sesame Street skit.
Well, he always goes last, so I thought I'd circumvent the order today.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, guys. We'll be back. Word. Peace out.
Bye.
No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
I failed.
Mm-hmm.
You trusted me, and I failed you.
Mm-hmm.
Joey does it better, but he's not going to do it.
Now I'm going to get fucking McDonald's on the way home, though.
You're going to get what?
McDonald's on the way home.
Call them ahead of time.
You're welcome. Right,
yeah. I ate 12 McReynolds.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I have that DoorDash app.
Oh, yeah. Dude, don't they charge like $20?
For one sandwich?
It's
I have insane, so honestly. Much money, it's not even funny. So I will pay for DoorDash, no problem.
Did you mean to rhyme that?
I did, actually. I'm gonna turn it into a rap at some point.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You're not Josh.
Josh is shutting the door because I'm using profanity.
Am I like
already.
R. Kelly?
No.
Probably a good idea.
No.
What'd you say?
Oh no, R. Kelly, don't. What? He's innocent. Come on. He's fucking. You see, I didn't see an interview, but man, I'm like, wow. Gail King was like. Held it.
I believe I can
Real
touch
quick,
her
Did you see the Frozen
pie.
Trailer?
Yes.
Did you understand it? Because I didn't.
It looks, I don't know. A lot of people aggressive. Are like, it's amazing.
I didn't like the first one, so
it looks aggressive.
I don't care about the second one.
The only thing I didn't like about the first one is the stupid twist at the end. Because they have a love triangle. And the only way out of it is like, okay, this guy's a bad guy all of a sudden.
I just didn't like the beginning or the middle or the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's about it.
Just those parts.
You didn't like the songs?
Nah. It was really overrated.
Let it go. My kids love
like
it.
Moana,
my
Moana
daughter
great.
Loves it, too.
Frozen? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. They had a sequel trailer.
What didn't you get about it?
Maybe they'll win you over in the next one, Joe.
I have brain freeze.
You got a brain freeze from Frozen?
You don't have the required equipment.
She just tried this for the first time.
I heard so much.
Put your thumb at the roof of your mouth. That's how you get rid of brain freeze.
Is it?
Oh my god, I think you're gonna die.
Put your thumb at the roof of your mouth.
This is the last will and testament of what? Megan.
It's not one of those things I'm that not, make you look I'm not dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you do look dumb, but it had helped. Jeez!
It's not over yet?
Is this your last?
Did you just chug the whole thing?
No, she chugged in one drink. What?
Oh, thank God.
At least you didn't swallow wrong.
I'm crying.
That's very embarrassing.
Oh, that hurt so much. Okay, I'm ready.
Are you?
She's so emotional. Captain Marvel was so good.
Turn my volume down. Yeah, I'm going to cry because it was like not as good.
Oh, Joe. You just hate Brie Larson.
I really like
I wanted to like the movie. No, it's not that I didn't like it. It's just...
I liked it, but yeah, I can see the criticism.
I did not like it.
All right.
That was fine.
Something I don't know.
So no Oscar nominations, is that what you're saying?
No.
Green Book's going to win again.
It's kind of sad when the Skrull... Ben Mendelsohn mm-hmm. and Sam Jackson are the best characters in the movie.
I agree. They did a really good job.
Yeah, it's true.
And not the hero. You
know? You'll still like it, Steve. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I have nothing but good things to say about it. Wait till you hear me talk
about
it.
I'll be in the fucking Waukee Theater. I don't care what I watch there.
Yeah, I want to go to the movie.
Yeah, it's so good there.
Well, maybe right, start.
Like, when's the movie start?
Right, yeah. I'm not leaving. You'll have to force me out of this fucking chair.
We can start with the Alita. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Battle Angel.
And you can talk about your experience at the New Palms if you want.
Sure. Just
plug that. Okay. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry. It really
No, you're
hurt.
Fine. You're fine.
You didn't even take that big of a drink.
I know. I don't know what happened.
So Joey's like, you're weak.
Shot Pretty up much. Right into my nasal cavity probably is what happened.
Did you suck it through your nose?
It must have.
Let's do this.
Cocaine frappe.
There's no other way to drink it. All right, you guys ready?
I'm going to order a cocaine mocha next time I go to Starbucks.
And they'll be like, okay, would you like extra?
Yeah, they'll be like
what?
It's nothing but espresso, you know, like a little dip of chocolate.
Just a bottle. Here right. All right, here we go.